This is Jan Hall from CFRU. It's my great pleasure to be able to talk to Dance Hall Free For All. They've just played a show at Salsateria downtown Guelph, part of the Guelph Civic League evening for 1 year later. How are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Excellent, yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to do is get you all to introduce yourselves, and perhaps you can introduce the members of the band that aren't with us tonight. So I'm going to start with you.
My name is Zach Layton, and I am the guitar player and the vocalist of Dance Hall Free For All.
I'm Dave Antonini, and I play keyboard for Dance Hall Free For All.
I'm Mike Boyd, and I play drums.
I'm Alexander Valley, and I play the tenor saxophone, and we also are missing Heidi Vandenberg, who plays the trumpet, and Marcus Weidman on bass.
So how long have you guys actually been together?
A little over a year and a half,
let's say.
Yeah, and you're all at the same, are you at the same school or different schools?
Different schools.
Yeah, we're, I'm at GCVI in Guelph.
Me and Mike and Alexander at Ross.
So how did you actually get together?
I knew Michael Boyd from basketball as well as Mark, and I guess, yeah, I just kept, the connection just stayed.
We just kind of like lost touch for a little while, and then actually one day on MySpace, I was like, oh, Zach Layton, I remember Zach Layton, we used to play basketball together, so then I contacted him, and then we kind of jammed a couple times, and then just kind of added members as we deemed fit, and here we are today.
Yes, it was.
So is that how the sound of Dance Hall Free For All developed? I mean, it seems a very distinctive sound. I have to say, one that I absolutely love. So you give us an idea of how it came together.
I guess I could say I can vouch for myself personally. I started going to mainly ska shows when I was younger, and I'm a huge fan of ska and personally, and that's where my influence comes from, basically.
I just rolled with it, really. Like, I went with the flow, whatever everyone else was doing, and I decided that I really liked what we were doing, so I kept at it, and eventually got my own little keyboard style going, so.
I don't know, I guess kind of like Zach, except I wasn't into ska when I was younger, but, like, probably ever since I was 3 or 4, me and my, like, parents and grandparents and stuff, at, like, holidays and stuff, I always used to, like, big band music, like, like Gene Miller and Glenn Miller. And yeah,
that's okay, we'll call him Gene for tonight.
Gene, yeah, so we listened to a lot of Gene and like Count Basie and stuff like that, so just like a lot of that influence kind of came back.
Yeah. So I mean the horns are a special part,
yeah, well,
though, aren't
I
they?
Think it
so got to talk about the horn,
our influences. I think it comes from because we have such a variety of different styles in the band. Like, we have Dave, who's classically trained on piano, whereas me and Mike kind of, well, I know I'm more towards jazz, and Mike's got that influence too. He's got the funk groove, I don't know. It just happens, I don't know.
Yeah, that's clips.
But you know what, one of the things I love about the band is the way, you know, because you have a sax and trumpet, and it just sounds so good. I mean, it really rounds it out.
I think a huge part for the trumpet and sax, one part of the formula for our band is they're the hook. Like, without them, Dance Hall Free For All would not even be close to what it is. And I think it was of the utmost importance to have a sax and a trumpet in the band.
So I mean, how many gigs are you playing regularly? I think you've just been on tour, right? You were in Montreal, and then you played the El Mocambo?
I wouldn't really call it a tour. We went to Montreal, played a show, came back, then like a couple weeks later, went to Toronto, played a show, and then came back.
Yeah, but you know, that when you start off in a band, you don't say that. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that you guys have got good management. And
We were on tour.
You were on tour.
We had our own bus, and we had trailers and cars and lots of people doing things for us with headsets and stuff. So.
We had a nice plane going too, you know.
Yeah, right.
So what was it like? What was it like playing the El Mocambo though?
Oh, it was awesome. Like, as soon as I stepped onto that stage, it was like, oh yeah, this is sweet, because like Rolling Stones and like Stevie Ray Vaughan and like all these like big like influential like artists and stuff have played there. So as soon as like, it's almost like for me anyways, it was kind of eerie as soon as I stepped onto that stage, because it was kind of like, man, like I'm sitting behind a drum set where like all these legends have been sitting, right, you know? So it's just like, I don't know, it was kind of like a kind of surreal, I guess I could call it.
Also, we got into the El Mocambo for a festival. It was for a festival called Wattstock, and it's for
cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, cystic fibrosis. So it really had a huge turnout. I'm going to say almost 350, 400
people. 450
people there. And that was amazing to see. And I mean, the El Mocambo again is such a heritage site, really. So yeah, no, it was a great show.
So I mean, did you get to sign your names in the dressing room then, or anything like that? Or I mean, or are you not going to tell us that yet?
At the El Mocambo, I couldn't find a dressing room. Yeah. There was a backstage with a couch, but
yeah, I found a bathroom. That's about the closest thing.
Stuff in the bathroom.
So I mean, you know, it's wonderful that you are playing at Woodstock, and I think that, like, your first CD, you were giving part of the proceeds to Maasai for Africa as well.
Our first CD, that was more of just a hillside thing, just because it was hard for us to keep track of how many we were selling, not because it was going crazy, but just because organization, I guess. But I think we gave $1 from every CD sale at hillside to Maasai, and we ended up giving them $140. So we definitely got the word out at Hillside Festival. Yeah.
Now you're working on your second CD now. Is that going to be an EP as well, or are we looking at, when are we going to get to a full-length album from Dancehall Free For All?
We're just thinking of it as session two. We're just going to record another 4 or 5 tracks, and we're still trying to book studio dates, so we haven't quite got that far yet, but it's in the making.
As for a full-length album? That's, it might be far off, I don't know, like, it all depends whether we can afford it, and as of right now, we're all in high school, and, like, we don't really have the money to spend, like, $20,000 on a full-length album, so.
Well, maybe we can find somebody listening to CFRU that might help you out, because music is awesome, and...
Radio charity drive.
Yeah, not to be fishing or anything, but, we're unsigned, I'll leave it at that.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, you know, I gotta say, I mean, I love the first EP. Not just I love it. I know there's a lot of people that listen to my show that really like Tomorrow in Thailand. And then I often get people say, well, hey, that's the music. I mean, I do not undersell yourselves. I mean, that would be the thing that I think is most important to say. Now, there is one other question. Obviously, you're all still at school. Yeah. What happens at the end? I mean, is this your last year? Or?
Yeah.
Are you all going to be having trouble finishing high school so you'd stay together for a while longer?
Well, actually, quite on the contrary. I am working my butt off in high school right now to get out and be able to get into university. For me personally, it's going to depend on how well we're doing at the time and where we're at. And I think I can basically vouch for a lot of the people in the band. Heidi and Mark will probably say the same thing. But this is definitely in the foreground for us in the way of priorities, and I think that's an important aspect to keep in mind.
That's the same for everybody else.
I'd say so. Yeah, I kind of.
It all depends on like how well we're doing. I think if it doesn't seem to be going anywhere, it's going to be tough to give it up. But I think we might have to. But if we're getting lots of like, I don't know, exposure and media attention, then I'd say we're going to keep with it.
Yeah, I do agree.
Well, the thing that strikes me is, I mean, to me, you're filling a niche that nobody else is filling. I mean, particularly with this sort of the dancehall sound, and you know, I got to say, I love the horns. I think the horns really make a huge difference to a band like this.
Something I think that's really interesting is the crowd and how it's like you get all ages. It's not just one stereotype of people that come to our shows, right? We get middle aged to like, I don't know, 12-year-olds. You know, we get everyone. Everyone likes the music, so I think that's good.
Well, look, I'm a sold out fan. I'm looking forward to the next. The next CD from Dancehall Free For All. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today.
Can you repeat the question? I was distracted.
Actually, all you did, what you were supposed to do was say thank you. You know, it's okay.
Thank you.
But you know, when you've been doing this a lot and you're getting interviewed by all the big stations and MTV and Much Music, it'll all come a lot easier.
If that day comes, but you know, that would be excellent.
When it's not absolute zero outside and I'm wearing short shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. The words you say, well, I've gotta go, but please not today, because I've been waiting here for way too long. It seems to me that our chemistry is based off my integrity, and I never seem to know my rights from wrongs. Backed into a corner and my thoughts provoked, helped me all along.
enough was enough, and rather than so she took a trip to the world's end. But now she finds herself better off than before. Thursday seemed a-okay, everything alright. Friday night brought the pain, and Saturday it stayed the same. And by Sunday, well, Sunday it died. So you ran away and never came back, and I guess you're right to leave like that. They ran away, I guess it's okay. What can I say, what can I say? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 2 weeks till you run away, leave this place. Lost your mind, lost your grace, full disgrace. From the pain, I'm to blame, I'm to blame, I'm to blame. And I've tried to explain.